The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's 20 years since Starbucks arrived here in Ireland, sounding, we thought, the death knell for local coffee shops nationwide. But just when we thought every corner cafe was done for, the independent coffee shops began to rise and rise. So how have they beaten off the corporate competition, and in what way will they espresso themselves in the future? News Talk Sarah Madden went on a coffee crawl around the capital to find out.
There are now nearly 2,000 coffee shops across Ireland. Local haunts serving flat whites to busy commuters, or chains with comfy couches perfect for a cappuccino and a catch-up.
So we're in Pepper Lane in Dalkey. It's a beautiful sunny day in Dalkey. It normally gets our little microclimate down here. And it's a busy enough day. School's been back today, but it's a quiet moment now, which is kind of nice after our long weekend at the Lobster Festival.
Almost 65% of Irish coffee shops are independently owned, like Peter O'Donovan and his wife's place on Convent Road in Dalkey.
So my now wife and I started Pepper Lane 7 years ago. Elaine and I were born and bred around here. Elaine went to school her whole life in Loretto. I lived up the road and went to Harold Boys, so we were already locals. But we are kind of a stopping point for a lot of people on their journey, whatever their day holds. You know, people doing a school drop-off or on their way up to the Dart into work. And the conversations we have vary from people coming in almost in tears because of something sad or elated news, people off to a wedding. You know, we're kind of like, we feel like, especially during COVID, that we were kind of like therapists for a lot of people. You know, the only people that people could talk to face-to-face. And we were hearing all the stories, and we do feel like we are a big part of the community here.
The quaint seaside town of Dalkey famously said no to Starbucks in 2009, when the American coffee conglomerate made an ill-fated attempt to convert the artisan-loving locals.
I think it was too big for a small town. It doesn't really fit the aesthetic that I think Dalkey has. I don't think there's anything bar super value in the town that is part of a chain. I do think that there is still a strong draw for independent businesses. If you were to go away somewhere, I presume you'd look for the small local coffee shop that might do a good cup of coffee as opposed to one of the bigger chains. People like culture, you know, you go looking for where the locals eat, where the locals drink, as opposed to the high streets as best you can.
Despite the 8% increase in coffee shops nationwide since 2023, the trade for independence is a tough one.
The costs have climbed so dramatically over the last few years in particular, that I feel like when you start a business, you're obviously starting in pursuit of profit. But I feel in the last couple of years, a lot of people, including ourselves, are kind of chasing our tails. Yeah, it's tough.
Over 600 hospitality businesses across Ireland have closed in the last 2 years. A significant factor has been the reversion of the VAT rate from 9 to 13.5%. But espressopreneurs like Peter are finding ways to innovate through the challenges.
Yeah, so when we were opening, we wanted to have a retail aspect to the shop as well as the coffee side of things. So we'd like to focus on either Irish design, craftware, high-quality coffee, eco-friendly products like palm-free Irish soaps. Unless you're in an extremely high-footfall area, you need to have something else. You'll see a lot of places starting to do merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, tote bags as an extra incentive to kind of get the sales up.
Diversification is the name of the game in Dublin city centre, where coffee shops are a dime a dozen and owners compete for regular customers and tourist trade.
Well, we are a first chapter, is a coffee in a 2D style. Some people tell us that it looks like a video clip, Take On Me. I don't know if you heard before. So it seems like it. And people are interested, and sometimes they get inside just to take pictures. It's a place that people want to post on Instagram and stories sometimes.
Vivian is a barista at First Chapter on Fade Street, where the illustration aesthetic isn't the only element setting them apart.
From Wednesday to Saturday, we open from 9 to 9. Coffee, we don't sell that much in the evening. So it's more drinks, Aperol Spritz, Lemon Spritz, Mimosas. We have Tinto de Verano, that is like red wine with orange juice. And we have Bailey's Coffee. I think it's a way to get the amount of people that wants to drink coffee and stay in a place, but sometimes their friends don't want to drink coffee and they have like a Aperol Spritz, like that table is an example. They are drinking flat white, Aperol Spritz and iced coffee. So it's the differential of our coffee shop.
Down the road in Temple Bar, a new establishment is also showcasing a coffee shop bar hybrid.
I really like the modern kind of clean aesthetic, but I also like the idea of an old man pub sitting on a bar. So to bring them together. So it's just we have that kind of the main kind of like the counter bar setting where like you have that more intimate experience, like you would have like a cocktail bar or like you would like a normal just a pub, which you don't really get at coffee shops. A lot of the time you have a workflow where the barista is behind a machine. And it, as much as you can have a chat, there is that kind of like physical environmental split between you and the person working there.
Stephen is the owner of Mantle on Anglesey Street.
I find tourists sit at the bar way sooner than people from Dublin would. I know, especially the Americans, happy to sit there, chat away for days. I find if someone comes into this environment, it kind of feels like a kitchen. And so people sometimes struggle to come through the threshold of the door. They don't know if they're welcome in. I'm like, come on, sit down. But I find a lot of times people gravitate to sit at the back if they're not up for a chat. And if they're at the bar, they're happy to chat away. And it kind of like has the kind of the way the service dictates based on that. You'd sit at this bar. First thing you ask, you want still or sparkling water, as if you were like a cocktail bar. And then if you look at our cups, we work with a small ceramicist from London, Autothetic Objects. His name is Justas. He makes like abstract, modern based kind of coffee cups. So as such, we've got two. We've got one that's more like one for more like your palate and tasting through taste, which is what the smaller cup would be. The lip is made for like a more like even flow of coffee drinking, and then we have one which is wider, which is for aroma base. So think of like your Belgian beers, think of your wide brimmed wine glasses. You know, it's all about that like smell, that experience through it. So more of our delicate coffees would serve in the wider glass. The more like punchy, fruit forward kind of flavor profiles would be in the smaller cups. You know, it's a whole experience to it, you know.
Once a nation of avid tea drinkers, now more than 3/4 of Irish people drink coffee daily. The average coffee drinker will have 3 cups every day. And according to Stephen, we're not just consuming more of it, we're developing a taste for the finer beans and the better blends.
It's very easy to generalise the people that consume coffee at a hobbyist level or in more of like the way that I'm trying to describe it, as wearing jorts, a pair of like Salomons and wearing beanie caps, right? And that, again, for the most part, that stereotype is very true in some capacities. But you have people in their mid-late 50s, 60s, 70s that enjoy coffee, that have been drinking coffee before I was born. It's a very varied group of people that you see a lot of from different backgrounds, from different ethnicities, and from very different like walks of life and looks of life. So we're hoping to, the plan is anyway, we'll see how well it goes, once a month to have a different roastery, whether from a different part of Ireland or a different part of Europe, to come over, spend the day here. People can come in, try their coffees, talk about their coffee, talk about the producers that produce their coffee, and like the whole reasoning behind everything they do.
Stephen isn't the only one catering to the changing tastes of Irish consumers. Ivan O'Cafola is the owner of Before Dark Events.
So Before Dark Events, I suppose, was kind of a brainchild of mine from my experience during the nightlife game, afterdark.ie, which is, we set up in 2006. And we just see that there's a bit of a change in culture of people wanting to go out by day rather than by night.
Before Dark Events are hosting their first coffee party next Saturday at Ashton's in Clonskee.
It's effectively a nightclub by day, if you will, just without the alcohol, basically, and coffee. We've got some great brands on board. We've got Now Cocoa Water. We've got All Real Bar. And Badger and Dodo are our coffee sponsors. So they're all getting on board. They love the concept. We've seen the coffee culture here changing dramatically with all these new cool coffee shops popping up. People really becoming more coffee-focused rather than alcohol-focused, especially the latest generation. They're more health-conscious. I think they want this kind of offering, and I suppose that's why we brought it out. So starting 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, we've got 4 great DJs all lined up, everyone playing an hour each, and the DJs have been bought into this really, really well. It's been great, well received. The ticket sales have been going really, really good. There are still a few tickets left there on Eventbrite, and we expect to sell that out in the next 2 weeks. I think the next one you probably will see, hopefully, maybe late September, October, will be in Galway.
So to be clear, you're serving coffee, not Irish coffee.
We're serving coffee. It's a non-alcoholic party. There will be, you know, obviously non-alcoholic drinks on the day, you know, not just coffee. And yeah, like it's a completely non-alcoholic free event.
So maybe for Gen Z, the coffee shop will be the socialising hub as opposed to the pub or even the bar?
Well, if you look at the loss of the pubs in the local villages and so on and so forth, you know, maybe this might be the new replacement for it. I don't know. You know, it's a slightly lower cost business to run rather than pubs and nightclubs. Firstly, your insurance has definitely got to be a little bit less because of the cost of accidents, slips and falls. And we know how much insurance is in Ireland. So, you know, maybe people will start to socialise in coffee shops, maybe more so than pubs. I mean, with coffee parties, it's all about building up a community. We want a community-like atmosphere. We want people to feel like that they belong to something, that they belong to this type of party, and that they can feel they can be themselves, you know, without the pressure of alcohol. And also, I think there is a cultural shift to this. And I think, you know, again, I know it's a bit of an easy thing to say, but safety aspects in Dublin city centre at night time. I mean, we saw recently what happened there in town with an English tourist. I don't want to put any negativity on the nightlife industry because it's in my blood. But, you know, look, I think people want a different option and to be part of something, and I think this is more of a community-based building project rather than, you know, just randomly going to a different nightclub or bar, so to speak.
Ivana Kafola finishing that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.